This is an interview with Marion Post Walcott at her home in Mill Valley, California, January 18, 1965. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd.
I think, if you don't mind sort of going through some of that material again, on your background, it's interesting to know who you were and how you got started in photography and why you kept at it.
Well, is it all right that I just take it from this?
No. You might fill in a little bit. Maybe some of that's a little sketchy that you have there. But.
Well, I had no formal photographic training. I majored in college, university, and education and child psychology. And I attended New York University, New School of Social Research in New York City, and University of Vienna in Austria. And after finishing, I returned and taught in private progressive schools, and had bought a camera, a small Rolleiflex in Vienna, and returned to New York with that. While teaching in Croton on the Hudson, I had shared an apartment with my sister in New York City. And she was also doing some photography. We had a dark room, shared a dark room in our bathroom. And on weekends, I took photographs of some of the group theater rehearsals, performances, dressing room scenes, and then in the summer, in their summer workshops, I also photographed some school activities during the week, and I sold some of these pictures to parents and to magazines, theatrical magazines, educational magazines, mm-hmm. and that type of thing.
Why did you buy a Rolle? Wasn't that starting fairly well along the line with equipment?
Well, a Rolle was very popular at that time, and the small Rolle, the 4x4, was sort of a candid camera. It was small enough to use for that type of thing, which was being done at that time in Vienna, at least in Austria, a great mm-hmm. deal. They were just starting to do a lot of candid pictures in the theater with the no extra lighting at all, mm-hmm. of any mm-hmm. kind. And so my sister had was a friend of a photographer, well, of two photographers really, in Vienna, Trude Fleischmann, who's now living in New York City and is a portrait photographer. And she recommended the Rolleiflex. I just said that I would like a camera, which is a good camera, and
sure.
it was a very good price at that time. We had a good exchange. She thought it was a very versatile camera, so I bought it just before I left.
Well, pardon the interruption. I just wondered why you picked a Rolle.
And I liked the twin lens reflex, being able to see what one photographs,
yes.
and I thought it was much better for composing pictures. And it was very compact and small.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never had any other camera at the time. I had nothing to compare it with.
Yes.
I had tried Trude Fleischmann's camera first before buying my own. Well, to go on from there, in New York, I went to a photo lecture at a photo club. I can't remember the name of a club where Ralph Steiner was giving the lecture, and I met him afterwards, and he asked me to come up and bring some of my pictures and show them to him, which I did, to his studio following week and weekend. He discussed them with me and invited me to join a group of young students who met with him once a week on weekends, and he gave us advice, gave us small assignments and technical assignments to do and work out, and then he criticized our pictures, and we went through many of